This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
It's that time of year when many of us spend money buying gifts for family and friends. We spend hours, even days, searching the shops and websites trying to find the right present for someone. A pair of socks, perfume, a new gadget, only to find the recipient already has it, or they've been given it already, or worse, they just don't like it. Which makes me think, are we wasting our time and money? There's so much stuff in the world already, and so much waste, that maybe when it comes to Christmas giving, we need to think outside the box, use our imagination and be more creative with our generosity. This is particularly true for children, who tend to receive mountains of toys, some of which end up not even being looked at. One idea is to implement a one-gift rule, so that children don't grow up spoiled. Getting too many gifts can also send out the wrong message. Speaking to BBC Online, clinical psychologist Linda Blair says, "When we are given a lot, we expect to receive a lot. Even if it's only at Christmas and on birthdays, it will impact on children's attitudes." She also suggests, if you want to give a gift, give your time. She makes a good point. For children and adults alike, when it comes to giving, think about offering something other than a material object that may get forgotten, discarded, or re-gifted. Buying an experience is one alternative, a chance for someone to try something out and do something different. It will cost you money, but for the recipient, it could be an opportunity to try something they could not normally afford or would not have thought about doing. It would therefore be memorable and hopefully much appreciated. Another practical gift could be to buy someone lessons, giving them a chance to learn new skills such as horse riding or learning English. And there are what are called favours. Money can't buy offerings to do jobs for someone like babysitting, cleaning, or giving someone a massage. And there is always the fallback of giving vouchers to spend in a shop. Of course, if you can't think of an original way to give a gift, the alternative is to not buy anything at all. You may be accused of being a Scrooge, but at least you're not wasting money on pointless gifts, and you could give the money to charity instead, a more worthy cause. But if this year you receive a present that's not to your liking, don't be ungrateful and remember the age-old saying that it's the thought that counts.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.